James Kennedy, why don't you start for us by sketching out the vision of remaking the 610 connector as a boulevard?
The 610 connector is one of the oldest highways in the state, at least parts of it are. And over the decades that it's existed, it has done a lot of damage to the neighborhoods around it. Re-envisioning that highway as a boulevard means opening up 70 acres of land for development. It means adding capacity for better transit, for biking, and it means creating a road that will make people feel comfortable and happy to be in the neighborhood, to stay, to build businesses around it.
It sounds like what you're talking about is a more kind of pedestrian-centric form of access. Is that correct?
Yeah, that would be pretty correct.
So the highways Route 6 and 10 would lead into this boulevard? Is that the way it would work?
Yeah, so Route 6 as a highway would still exist in the northwest of the state, and at some point coming into the city would transition into a boulevard. Our vision is to see the entire highway in Providence eventually become a boulevard. It's not completely clear from talking with RIDOT how much of that is on the table, but we could be talking about from about behind the mall all the way down into where it reconnects to I-95 in Cranston.
There are a lot of cars that travel on the 610 connector. So one question that a lot of people have is how this boulevard proposal would impact traffic and travel times for cars coming through the connector. What do you say?
Well, Ian, I understand that this is a counterintuitive thing to say, but removing a highway will actually improve traffic, and people should check out the many examples of where this has happened before around the world and in the United States, Milwaukee, Portland, as well as larger cities like New York, San Francisco. In fact, one of the most intriguing examples has been in Seoul, South Korea. And I didn't realize this when we started the project, but when they initially looked at removing their highway, they came to Water Place Park to see examples of what might happen if they did that. So we've seen this done in a lot of places, and part of what needs to be understood is that urban highways especially create some of their own demand to drive. They cut off all the local streets in such a way that the only way that you can get to a lot of places is to get onto that highway. So even if you might be going a half a mile, a mile, you have people making local trips on that highway, and those people are clogging up the through trips, the people that are trying to get somewhere faster. And at the same time, the highway doesn't really offer you any way to make any of those trips as a pedestrian, as a bicyclist, or on transit. So even though a neighborhood like Olneyville has a nearly 50% non-car ownership rate, it's surrounded on three sides by a highway, and it's very difficult to connect to neighborhoods like the West End, Federal Hill, or Silver Lake that used to be directly connected.
As you're describing it, remaking the 610 connector as a boulevard would have a lot of benefits. It would be more aesthetic. Appealing. It would open land for development. It would make the area more welcoming to pedestrians and bicyclists. Would there be any drawbacks to converting the 610 connector to a boulevard?
There are not any real major drawbacks. One really intriguing idea that I don't think politically is necessarily on the table, but I'd like to at least put out to think about, is that we do have some streets like Harris Avenue that parallel the 610 connector. And I've heard some very serious people put forward the idea that what we could do is really just reconnect those streets and not build a boulevard at all. I know that sounds even more extreme. I don't think that will happen, mostly for political reasons. But if anything, I would say the drawbacks are that, you know, the proposal is maybe more moderate than it needs to be. We could go even further. But it's a very consensus approach. Cities around the country are doing it.
James, how did this idea come about?
I used to live on the west side. I lived on Toby Street. That street is kind of like an on-ramp, basically, for the 610 connector. I didn't grow up in Rhode Island. I grew up in the Philadelphia area. And that just happens to be a city that has a lot fewer highways. In fact, even the suburbs have a lot fewer highways than Providence. So as a new resident of Providence and living on that street, I was always struck by the fact that you could walk 5 minutes in any direction and hit a highway in every direction practically. And so the more that I started to look at that and be bothered by that, I did a lot of research, and not just me, but other people that I've worked with, like Art Eddy and Jonathan Harris, who are part of our team. I just found that it's very common, actually, for successful cities to remove highways. In Portland, for instance, Portland, about 30 years ago, was a city about half the size it is now. It was 300,000 people. this very depressed economy, kind of lumber town that had seen its day. And they removed a highway called the Harbor Drive and replaced it with a boulevard. And over the past 30 years, Portland has grown a great deal faster than most other cities in the country. It's now the size of Boston. And the land next to that boulevard has increased in value. They've been able to add transit and parks. It's just it's a very successful model for thinking about our cities.
This idea of remaking the 610 connector as a boulevard does seem to have gained some traction. What has to happen to turn this from an idea into reality, and how is the outlook for doing that?
When I first started thinking about this idea with Jonathan and Art, I don't think the three of us thought that it was going to happen politically. And I think we've been surprised at how receptive people have been to it. What I see as the challenge now is not stopping a highway rebuild. I think that's pretty much decided. I think that RIDOT recognizes and the city recognizes that rebuilding a highway doesn't make sense. But I do think that there will be a lot of political pressure to overbuild a boulevard, to put too many lanes in it. As I explained before, with induced demand, people tend to think that widening a road is going to improve traffic congestion, but it doesn't actually do that. So I think the real challenge politically right now is to make sure that we build a boulevard in a way that is the most ideal for development, most ideal for not overspending in tax money, and making sure that it's transit and pedestrian oriented.
What are the next steps from here in terms of pursuing this idea?
There are going to be meetings with the City of Providence and RIDOT March 23rd. 6 to 8 p.m. at 444 Westminster Street. And we'd really encourage people to come out. If you're bilingual and know people in the community that only speak Spanish, there will be interpreters. So we would very much encourage people to spread the word on that so that community members can come out and learn more about this.
And if people want to get more information about this idea of remaking the 610 connector as a boulevard, where can they go to do so on the internet?
Our website is movingtogetherpvd.com, and the Twitter for that is movetogetherpvd, and you can check that out.
Transportation activist James Kennedy, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you very much.